Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hee-Won Lim. In state news, Governor Tony Evers and the legislature can't seem to agree on how to combat PFAS. Oliver Gerhars has the story.
Tuesday, Republicans ignored Governor Tony Evers' call to spend $125 million to combat so-called forever chemicals. Both Evers and the Republicans in the legislature have said that it is a priority to fight PFAS chemicals that pollute state groundwater, but there is a lack of consensus on the best way to go about combating the chemicals. Evers said that it was more important than ever for Republicans to release the funding so that communities will be able to meet the new limits on the chemicals in drinking water, saying, quote, "This makes it very, very difficult on our local officials," unquote. On the other hand, Republicans back a bill that established a grant program for the distribution of the funds. This bill was vetoed by Evers based on objections that it would limit the ability to hold polluters liable. Today, when the Joint Finance Committee met in response to a call by Evers, the Republican majority did not show. Without a majority of the committee present, a vote could not proceed, creating a stalemate. In response to this move by Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee, Governor Evers is considering filing a lawsuit to force the committee to take action. The governor accused the Joint Finance Committee of acting as a fourth branch of power within the state and exceeding its role as a part of the legislature. The Republican chairs of the state's Joint Finance Committees said in a letter delivered to Evers Friday that although the governor can call a meeting of the Budget Committee, he can't actually require it to meet. Thanks to Channel 3000 and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for this story. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhars.
Thanks, Oliver. Now onto the weather, we have an update. Grab your umbrellas because there's a 70% chance of rain and storms today through Thursday. Today, it's 67 out, but it'll cool down throughout the week, with Wednesday at 64. Thursday and Friday will be in the 50s, but grab a warm jacket if you're going to the farmer's market this weekend, because it'll be 47 out on Saturday. And that's your weather for this week. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hee-Won Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.